This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, one of the play-by-play voices of the Padres, our friend Jesse Agler, with us here on Ben and Woods 97.3 The Fan. Jesse, tough trip so far for the Padres, but a chance to salvage it with a good series against the Mets. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, thank you. And yeah, it's actually cooled off a little bit here since we're talking about the weather, which is nice because, as you said, it's been a little bit oppressive through these first couple of stops. So hopefully some cool weather will lead to some hot bats for the Padres. And we should have some fun here against the Mets with Paddock and Alonso tonight.
I can't wait. I've been giddy all morning. I hate when they don't play. Last night was like a black hole in my house because I didn't have Padre baseball, couldn't listen to Jesse and Ted and watch Mud and Don. You guys are the best at what you do. Thanks for the Instagram follow, by the way. It's about time. Yesterday, I got the follow back from Jesse Agler. So
it popped up as suggested. I said, I know that guy.
Yeah, I know that dude. Now you get to see a bunch of pictures of my kid. So I wanted to ask you this. We all watched the series against the Cubs. And, you know, Tatis is a rookie. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to be he plays at 100 miles an hour all the time. When you were watching that series, though, it was pretty shocking how poor the Padres were defensively.
I mean, is it, though? Like, I mean, you're talking about a 20-year-old Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, not just him.
Relatively inexperienced Francisco Mejia.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think this is part of the deal with a young team, and it's not just the defensive stuff. I think it's some of the overall inconsistencies that we see. Like, I think, you know, when you're running out one of, if not the youngest rosters in baseball, like, you're going to have games like that.
Yeah.
You're going to have stretches like that. You're going to have weeks like that maybe at times. And it's frustrating to watch as a fan, obviously. But, you know, I think most of the mistakes that we saw were mistakes of aggression. You know, the Mejia throw certainly falls into that category. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, Hosmer should have, you know, come up with it. And probably does 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still not necessarily the right decision for that throw to be made in that moment. You know, and Tatis, if he makes a better throw to second, are we even having this conversation? If he puts it in his pocket or just throws to first base, are we even having this conversation? So, you know, I think that's part of the deal. And, like, I got news for Padre fans, too. I don't think that this ends at the end of the 2019 season. Like, this is something that's going to be a thing for a little while because of the amount of youth, you know, because of the amount of young talent on the team. Like, this is just part of the deal. And,
yeah.
I think, you know, you accept the good with the bad. It's one of those things. And, yes, like, when you get into a stretch like this, and there was one earlier this year, I remember when they were in Pittsburgh, right? There were a couple of, it was Manny, you know, made an error or two in a big spot,
yep,
and they couldn't pick him up. You know, like these things, like everything in baseball, come in bunches, it seems like. That's a cliche, but, you know, the more I pay attention, the more I think it's true. You know, and it's part of being a young team. Most teams go through stretches like this. Most young teams go through more stretches like this. So, you know, I think it's going to be part of the thing you have to swallow the next couple of years is these guys all kind of, you know, learn the ropes in the big league. You know, Tatis makes it look so easy so much of the time that you forget he's 20, you know, I mean, and he's never played at Triple-A. Like, this is part of the deal, and I think, you know, we should all be accepting of that as much as we can.
So, Jesse, are you seeing any tabloid headlines? Are they grabbing on to the whole Chris Paddock versus Pete Alonso rivalry round two in New York, or have they moved on to Jets and Giants training camp at this point?
Yeah, it's funny. I haven't made it out yet. I was doing some work in bed waiting for you guys to call, and then I'll head out and get some coffee and walk around a little bit. So I'll check the papers when I head outside. If it's not out there this morning, I would all but guarantee it'll be out there tomorrow, you know, no matter what happens. I mean, because one way or the other, it'll be a story, and they'll make it a story. This is the kind of thing the New York tabloids live for. I mean, you even go back to how this started, right? Well, you know, in May with Paddock and Alonso, and like, Chris Paddock could not have been any more respectful and any more, you know, I think, level-headed about what his comment was. But then it got passed along to Alonso kind of through the New York media filter. Alonso took it, I thought, very much the wrong way. He got all in a huff, you know, and made a big thing out of it. And then it exploded into what it is now. Now, mind you, I think it's kind of fun and I kind of enjoy it.
I think
it's good for baseball. But if you go back and you actually look at the quote that started the whole thing from Paddock, it's hilarious that it's turned into this. And, you know, it's one of these New York things. I think also had Alonso handled it a little bit differently at the beginning, it wouldn't be what it is now. But again, it kind of turns into a fun thing. And, You know, he was 0-for-3 against Paddock with two strikeouts in that first game. And I know Alonso got his revenge the next night. He hit that ninth inning homer against Adam Warren. He even attempted to flip his bat. It didn't go well, as you might recall. It almost hit the umpire. But, you know, I mean, it's a fun little thing. And, like, you know, I mean, if Paddock and Alonso, both of whom are going to be very good for a very long time, I would think, can kind of develop this sort of rivalry situation, I think it's a lot of fun. And, you know, we only see the Mets twice a year, obviously, outside of the division. But it's still a cool little thing, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, it's got everybody here really fired up. And, hey, we're talking Padres baseball in, you know, mid to late July, and we're still really, really fired up about it. Jesse, I got to ask you, man, you watch a lot of baseball. Obviously, you do it for a living. You love the game. You know a lot about the game. How often do you put your GM hat on?
More than I should.
isn't
that every baseball fan?
Yes.
Isn't that every baseball fan?
I've taken mine off the last year or so. I'm like, some of these proposals are making me insane. They're ruining my day, so I'm not going to look at them anymore. I'm not going to think about them anymore. When you look at this team, though, we made this point last week. Padres are in a really weird and interesting and kind of cool position in that they've got a pretty loaded, or they got a very loaded farm system, and they've got major league, you know, chips on the big league roster that are very, very valuable to other teams. But I don't see, do you foresee something like trading a Kirby Yates to just add more pieces to the minors, which you already have? You're already pretty loaded, or, you know, some people say you can't have too many, but you, using your GM hat, what do?
I mean, for me, it's at the point where you got to be adding big league talent.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, I put on my GM hat, but I also put it on with the knowledge that I don't know half of what AJ Preller and his guys know about this system. You know, I mean, you have to remember this too, especially when it comes to the minor league guys and the prospects. And, you know, there's always going to be a handful of guys that we think in the public are like these can't miss, awesome, exciting prospects that the organization is down on. And nobody outside of the organization knows they're down on them. But, you know, there's something about this guy and that guy that they don't like as much as they did 2 years ago. There's also guys that are kind of under the radar in the minor leagues, you know, that nobody's talking about publicly, that inside the organization they're thinking, this guy's a freaking stud and nobody knows it. So, you know, that's the tough thing about, like, outside people, you know, like us having conversations about the farm system is, like, you know, we have our MLB pipeline list. We have our Baseball America list. You know, we have whatever J.P. Morosi or Ken Rosenthal throws out there. But, like, there is no doubt that there is a gap often, you know, between that information and the way that those pieces are valued internally. And, you know, you never know. Like, the Red Sox thing came up, I know, in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
The Red Sox might value a couple of guys in the Padres farm system for whatever reason very differently than the Padres do, or very differently than Baseball America does. So it's a little bit overly simplistic to kind of get into, like, you know, wrapped up in the Baseball America rankings. Like, you can't trade a number six prospect for a guy that's this, because maybe they don't see him as the number six prospect. So it's a tricky thing. But, like, again, you know, for me, you know, I really like these young guys. You obviously have a core here. You know what this infield is going to look like, you know, for a long time. The outfield, I think, has a couple more question marks, but you've got some very intriguing pieces. The catcher situation, I think, is up for grabs, obviously. There's no secret about that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of young pitching, but to me, you know, the names you're hearing are the ones that make sense from an outside perspective, whether it's the Syndergaard type guys or, you know, kind of a big name frontline starting pitcher to lead this young staff. Because it is a very young staff. And, I mean, you've even heard comments. I think Paddock had a great quote, it was a couple of weeks ago, about, you know, hey, we're in there kind of trying to figure it out on our own, because there's no, you know, veteran starter here to kind of show us how you get through a season and do this. So we're sort of, you know, figuring it out by ourselves and coming together and working together, and that's great. But I would still love a 200-inning ace-type guy at the front of this rotation. I think that changes things in a very big way. I mean, Chris Paddock could easily develop into an ace. One of these other guys could very easily develop into an ace. But if you have an ace and then those guys do that, well, then all of a sudden you're in that situation like Houston a couple of years ago, where, like, you can have a legit argument about, like, okay, who's the number one? Because you got three different guys that could, like, fall into that category. And that's what great teams have. So, you know, that's where my head is at. But again, you know, the way they value pieces could be very different than the way we do. So it'll be interesting to see how they approach it. And also, I think you got to prepare yourself mentally for the possibility that, you know, there isn't a big move made, because, you know, we've seen that stubbornness out of AJ Preller before. An example, I guess, I always use is the Kimbrel trade, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever, where everybody thought, oh, they got to trade Kimbrel at the deadline. They got to trade Kimbrel at the deadline. They didn't. You know, they held. And then in the offseason, they traded Kimbrel, and they got Manny Margot, and they got Logan Allen in that deal. And so, you know, he's a stubborn guy. He's not going to make deals just because everybody on the outside thinks that, well, this is the deal they've got to make.
Talking to Jesse Agler. So, Jesse, okay, before I give you the word for the Incorporator, I'm just fascinated by the life of the Major League broadcaster. I know you love it and you appreciate it, but it is a long season, and there are better road trips than some are better than others. I'd imagine it doesn't get much better than three in Chicago, where you get the day game, so you get the nights off, and then an off day in New York City following that. That's pretty good when it comes to at least the long Major League Baseball schedule.
Yeah, but you know what? Nights off can be a little tricky. You know, I mean, all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, yeah, because you're like, oh, I can go out to dinner tonight, and all of a sudden you're eating a little bit too much. You feel like garbage the next day. It's like, especially in a city like Chicago or New York. You know, I had dinner last night with three of my best friends who live here from college, which was very, very nice and very, very special. And we were like so pleasantly surprised at the end of the meal that, you know, the food we split, we didn't feel like garbage afterwards. So it's like, but you know, like you get into that trap, and I'm on a health kick this year. So I'm trying a lot harder to kind of, you know, keep the exercise more regular and also watch what I eat. So, you know, 2 years ago would have been a lot more fun to have like four straight nights off.
Sounds boring, Jesse, to be honest with you. Yeah, being sensible on the road.
Old, man.
God, baseball's changed. You know, 20 years ago,
hot dog carts.
20 years ago, you would have been out on
the
town.
Deep dish in Chicago.
Yeah, you would have been out on the town with the boys.
I'm old. I don't know what to tell you. I've got a 3-year-old who saps all of my energy when I'm at home.
I hear you.
I get on the road like, I sleep. I sleep.
Dude, I don't blame you one bit.
Well, I am just hoping that we make you pause at least a little bit more than we have the first few weeks of the Incorporator.
I heard you guys, by the way, before the traffic report, I heard you talking about how much effort you're putting into this. I'm in your head.
Yeah, you are Paddock. We are Alonso. You are Paddock. We are Alonso right now.
All right. So you're so in my head that I've gone through many choices. I've discussed it with Woods. I've decided to go off the board. Something I didn't
haven't
even heard it, so this could be a disaster.
Oh, God.
All right, so if you haven't heard it, we give Jesse a word each week. We call it the Incorporator. He then has to seamlessly incorporate it into tonight's Padres broadcast. I'm hoping this one is hard for being deceptively simple-sounding.
Oh, God.
The Incorporator word, Jesse. Yeah.
I just say I think that's the better approach. You know, when Woods opens up his word of the day calendar and, you know, just throws whatever's out there, like, you know, those are you can always find a way. I think simple, not to give, you know, my enemy an advantage here, but I think simple is probably more difficult the more I've thought about
that's it. I mean it's not like so simple.
Cat.
Here we go. The Incorporator word for Jesse today is zoology.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Zoology. Not zoo.
I think I pronounce it zoology.
I think a lot zoology? I think a lot of normal people do.
You can pronounce
Jesse,
it zoology.
Ben and I have been arguing all morning.
Zoology. Zoology. Right. Study of animals. Animal kingdom.
Sure, yeah.
You know what it means.
And again, the best part about this is, like, when you said troglodyte last week, Uncle Teddy didn't say a word. He didn't make a peep. When you said mayonnaise the first week, he goes, ah, thank you, Bobby Flay. Like, it's always it's you weaving it in, but it's also that moment, will Ted Leitner say something? And that, to me, is just, it's delightful.
I think last time I was getting ready to do it, and then he stepped out to, like, go get a bottle of water or something, and I said, I'm going to wait a half inning till he's back, because I know how much you enjoy
the
potential of his reaction.
It is the best. And he has no idea, right? He's never said, hey, Jesse, why are you weaving big words to the broadcast?
Now, Jesse can...
he's been saying that to me for 3 years.
Yeah. Well, Jesse can incorporate it anywhere he wants,
zoology.
So, you know, be listening all 9 innings, but the last few times... Generally, third, fourth inning when he takes over play-by-play.
It's like his sweet spot.
When he's kind of been hitting it. So you can do it whenever you want, Jesse. You can do it in the opening lineups. But I'm thinking third or fourth is a great time to listen.
Yeah, that's definitely the target area.
Also, you get it out of the way.
Exactly. Like, if it's waiting till the seventh or the eighth, then, you know, like, the game might be really, like, tight or something.
Two
or,
outs, you know. Ninth inning, bases loaded.
Zoology!
Exactly.
I knew I should have studied zoology instead of broadcasting. It's Jesse Agler. Padres win.
Don't give him any help.
That's so great.
He doesn't need it. Jesse, have a good broadcast tonight. We'll see you back at Petco Park this weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See you, brother.
Jesse Agler.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.